This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. On Tuesday, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation confirmed another positive case in a resident of a village in their service area. The person tested positive in Anchorage, and YKHC was notified late on Monday. The person has been out of the region for the past 2 weeks and is currently self-isolating in Anchorage. That makes a fourth case this week and the 38th case YKHC has announced. YKHC urges everyone to remain vigilant and practice all known protective measures against COVID-19. There is no vaccine for this novel virus. Protective measures include avoiding all non-essential travel, regularly washing hands, staying 6 feet away from non-household members, wearing a mask when in public, and disinfecting high-touch surfaces. Everyone traveling into the region can get tested for the virus for free at the Bethel, Aniak, and St. Mary's airports. Free testing is also offered at the Bethel Hospital parking lot every Wednesday from noon to 4 p.m. No appointment is needed. Next, in the census. Census officials are sounding the alarm about a low rate of response in Alaska, despite having started the once-a-decade tally of everyone living in the United States in an Alaska village. But they say the lack of a response might not be due to the usual difficulties of counting Alaska's remote communities or the new challenge of the pandemic. They just need Alaskans to talk to them. The census kicked off in January with in-person counting in the western Alaska village of Tuksuk Bay, but so far during the 2020 census, Alaska ranks last among all states in what's called self-response. Those are responses given online or by mail or phone. As of Tuesdays, Alaska's rate is a little less than 50%, while the overall national rate of self-response is 63%.
Some people are fearful or not trusting of the government. Some people just aren't aware of the census or don't think that it applies to them.
That's Donald Bent, a spokesperson for the U.S. Census Bureau, which is making an extra push to reach more Alaskans. Bent says the Bureau is trying to remind people that the census is safe, easy, and important. The count has implications for things like federal funding or the number of representatives a state has in Congress. According to a Census Bureau map, there have been low rates of self-response in pretty much every region of Alaska, though the rate was better in Juneau and Anchorage, which are about at the national average and to a lesser extent in Fairbanks. Alaska communities with higher rates of self-response also tended to have higher rates of responses given online. Benz with the Census Bureau says enumerators are now beginning the final count of anyone they've missed so far. The Bureau also announced Monday it would wrap up its counting work a month earlier this year, on September 30th instead of October 31st as originally planned, and would hire more enumerators to get the job done quicker. For anyone worried about census workers spreading coronavirus, Ben says the enumerators are following enhanced hygiene protocols, and he says the door-to-door counting will be done in Alaska by people hired locally and considered essential workers.
It's not like we're going to be shipping people from California to Alaska to get this count. We're hiring local people from the community.
For now, Alaska's response rate remains about 5% lower than in 2010. More information about the census is available at 2020census.gov. Next, in internet connectivity, the deadline for a federal program allowing tribes to apply for broadband spectrum access has been extended a month. Since February, the Federal Communications Commission has been accepting applications from tribes across the country to gain access to the 2.5 gigahertz broadband spectrum. Under this rural tribal window, tribes would be able to access parts of the broadband spectrum that fall on their tribal land. With those licensees, tribes could have the potential to start their own broadband internet networks for their communities. In a statement, FCC Commissioner Ajit Pai says the extension strikes a balance between giving tribes ample time to apply in light of the pandemic, while also not delaying access for tribes who've already applied. He said, quote, "A much longer extension would substantially delay our award of licensees to tribal entities and thus delay their ability to use this spectrum to connect those consumers living on tribal lands." The new deadline for tribes to apply for broadband access is Tuesday, September 2nd. After that, the licenses will be auctioned off. To date, more than 60 tribes across Alaska have applied for 2.5 gigahertz broadband access with the FCC, from the northwest Arctic village of Nervik down to the southeast village of Skagway. And finally, due to the pandemic, state election officials expect a record number of absentee ballots for the primary election coming up this month. For many of us, this will be the first time we have voted by mail. Alaska Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer says the ballot is straightforward, with one exception.
Our absentee ballots do require a witness, and they do require a personal identifier as well as the person's signature.
Anyone who is an adult and has ID can be a witness for the ballot. Your voter registration number is an excellent identifier. Meyer says these measures make voting by mail very secure. The deadline for mailing your ballot is in the date of the election. For the primary election, the ballot must be mailed in by August 18th. However, the deadline for applying for an absentee ballot is coming right up. You have to get the application to the division by Saturday, August 8th. If you haven't done so by now, it is so late that you will have to fill out the application online or send a fax. If you need help, you can call the Division of Elections Nome office at 443-5285, or you can call the division directly at 465-4611. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips and comments to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukdun coming up.